Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Foodstuffs! It's 8:05. It's time for Foodstuffs with me, Tim Convey. Foodstuffs sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke. All four locations with the dining rooms open very socially distantly, as well as outdoor dining and so much more. We're also going to go on Instagram Live right now at the Wake Up Y98. Make sure you follow us on there. It's a good, good, good time. All right, let's get down to it. New products. How about this? There's a new Swiss Miss hot chocolate with Lucky Charms marshmallows. Lucky Charms is trying everything. Lucky Charms is going through their Rolodex of other brands and seeing who they can team up with. We've talked about all sorts of collaborations. They've got those breakfast bars that look amazing with Lucky Charms in them. The marshmallows. That's what it's all about. That's what sets Lucky Charms apart. Kevin, your thoughts on Lucky Charms?
I love it. I think it's great. I'm in.
He totally loves it. In. He thinks it's great and he's in. I'll try this hot chocolate. Sue Thomas, you're with us, aren't you?
I'm with you.
Sue, it's National Fried Chicken Day. Your thoughts on fried chicken, please.
I love fried chicken, Tim. Thank you for asking.
I feel like you've got some wicked recipe. Is that accurate?
I don't think I've ever made fried chicken myself. When I could just drive and get some delicious stuff nearby. I like the Popeyes the most. I like a dark meat, Tim.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
It's got more flavor, a little bit more fat going on in there. It's just more, so a chicken thigh makes me happy.
Sue's favorite band, MU330, with the song Fried Chicken.
But I'll eat most any fried chicken, but hello, fly.
I got Burger King news, guys, which is always exciting. New $1 mini shakes. They're just 9 ounces. It comes with the dome lid, which I love. Three classic flavors, vanilla, chocolate, and strawberry whipped cream. The whole thing, only they're 9 ounces. They're small, and they cost just a buck. Jen, how often are you craving just a tiny little milkshake?
Yeah, I don't need a lot.
Yeah,
just I like a little
that. Genius. That really is genius.
I love milkshakes, but you're just like,
yes,
oh.
I can't eat that. Well, you can, but then you regret it.
It might ruin your day.
Yes, yeah. It's like a tiny
like a
dessert.
Idea. Like the whole milkshake, and then once it sits there like a lead weight in your stomach, you wish you had less.
Right.
That's the perfect amount.
Genius.
And you're going to Burger King, so you're taking down a Whopper and fries. You put a full shake on top of it. Blah, but just a mini shake for a buck?
Genius.
Good for you, Burger King. They've been trying in different markets, but guess what? Rolls out nationally today, so go get yourself a $1 milkshake. And now you guys are like, Tim, this is great. The new products, we love it. But where is the deep insight on food? You know, where's the undercover story? And that, my friends, is right here. All right, so you go to Costco, and they've got their own Costco brand, and it is called?
Kirkland?
Kirkland.
Yes.
That's right. You get the Kirkland signature stuff. Here's the deal. So Costco is outsourcing making a lot of this stuff. No surprise. It's not like they're in the back of the Costco making this stuff. There's different companies that do it. But sometimes it's the brand name companies that are actually making the Kirkland thing. This one particularly interesting. Kirkland Coffee. You can get lots of Kirkland Coffee. Guess who's making it?
Who?
I'll give you two guesses.
Oh, is it Starbucks?
Starbucks!
Oh, my gosh. Why would Starbucks? Well, I guess just volume.
Volume.
Yeah.
You got to get paid, right?
Well, Because they're not otherwise.
Right. Right. Well, I mean, that's when you're good. You just keep on going.
That's
true. You're like, maybe we can do some Costco brand stuff. And they did. And you know how that they make it? It's on the back, guys. It says manufactured by Starbucks.
Hmm. Oh.
So does that make you, next time you're in the store, be like, all right, do we think it's the same product as the Starbucks branded stuff?
Or probably.
It's getting done in the factory.
I don't know.
I really think so.
It's
interesting. I think it's the same.
Because I know their trail mix uses M&Ms. I mean, real M&Ms.
Real M&Ms.
It's not like a generic. Yeah, it's the M&M. It's got the M on it.
Yeah.
So,
sure, that doesn't stand for something else. You know, like mine. I don't know.
something to think about. Anyway, I thought that was fascinating. Yeah. And, I mean, I can't do my job if I don't talk a little bit about what happened in Brooklyn this weekend. It was 4th of July, so they did the Nathan's Hot Dog Eating Contest. Joey Chestnut came out on top. Of course he did.
Mm.
He has won the mustard yellow belt 13 times in the last 14 years.
It is disgusting. I caught part of it. Nasty.
Really?
I find it
inspiring.
We talked about it earlier, but they just, you know, they're not eating it as a unit. It's a hot dog, and then they just dunk the bun, and it's just disgusting to watch.
I think it's inspiring. It's impressive. It tells me that if you set your mind to it, you can do just about anything.
Well, you can enter next year. I look forward to seeing that.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Yeah? Joey Chestnut, 36 years old. He took down 75 hot dogs.
Oh, it was gross.
And buns in 10 minutes.
Ugh.
And the best, they asked him how it went, and he said, it was hard. He consumed roughly 21,750 calories. He said, I knew I was fast in the beginning, but it was like a blistering speed. All the dogs were cooked really well today. Because there's all kinds of variables we don't think about. But that day, the dogs were cooked really well. He says, minute six is where I really missed the crowd, and he hit a wall, and it took him a little bit more to get through it. It was a crazy year. He was happy to get a record. Because think about that. When you're shoving down hot dogs that quickly and you don't have that crowd rooting you on, it's going to affect your mindset.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They were just in a room with media, and that was it. It really was weird to even watch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But Chestnut, I mean, he powered through, you know? And again, I find it inspiring. Sue finds it disgusting.
It was gross.
But congratulations to Joey Chestnut. This the guy who finished second, 42 hot dogs.
Wow. They don't even come close to him.
42 to Chestnut 70. I mean, why didn't Chestnut just stop around 60 and be like, all right, I've got this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then you guys know about Taruku Kobayashi?
No.
No, what happened?
Didn't he quit the hot dog eating contest a couple years ago? There was a big controversy.
Oh.
Yes. So Sudo, what is her full name? Sudo, she's the female. She set a world record by eating 48 and a half hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. Seventh consecutive win for her.
Good for her. I mean, yay.
Yeah. So she passed Kobayashi, which is a big deal. She said she feels great.
Oh, good.
She says, I'm sure the physical effects will kick in a little bit. But right now, I feel great. It hits them later. What you don't want to watch is the day after the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. It's not pretty. Yeah, for that. You think the eating is disgusting, Sue? The next day, terrible from what I understand.
Nope.
That is Food Stuffs. If you missed anything, check out the podcast, Y98.com. Or if you get your podcast, just look for The Wake Up with Jen and Tim.
Food Stuffs!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.